You know, it's lower level initiates. We're being brought through initiations. That's what 24 is, and the White House putting out memos saying we torture children. They are now indoctrinating us in their mindset.
Yes, and making us appear to the rest of the world to be a satanic force. And certainly, when we start to look into what fascism is, we get to corporatism, and we find that through my Masonic studies, through my studies of corporate logos and their incorporation into Masonic ritual. So if we follow each corporate logo into Masonic ritual, you can outline every single corporate logo into a Masonic ritual. We're looking at fascism, we're looking at corporatism, we're looking at a secret cabal that has been moving an agenda forward through the means of corporatism. And so then, now we must realize that these men are globalists. They are globalists. And so they are not dedicated to America, right? Within the Freemasonic rituals, you must admit that you first serve the Brotherhood and then whatever nation you happen to be in.
For internet viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're streaming live. This will be encoded and posted at PrisonPlanet.tv later. For everybody else, we'll be right back on the other side, but we're going to continue behind the scenes for InfoWars.com audio stream listeners. Freeman, continue.
All right, well, We cannot deny the allegiance being shown through corporate logos, through the different symbolism that are being shown to us from the pentagram of Texaco, the shell of Shell, the eye in the pyramid of AOL, and all of the others. As you look into my studies on FreemanTV.com, you can see all the different outlines in Freemasonic worship and allegiance in the corporations. Corporatism is fascism, and as I went around to the different war memorials all around America that were dedicated to the goddess and her death, right? The death, they always have a dead man with the goddess. I have.
Yeah, in England, in France, in Latin America, at all the war memorials, it's the goddess and her cherubim or other sub-goddesses looking down on the memorial, and they got World War One ones in London where it'll say 214,000 infantry in this battle. And it'll show them, and she's looking down, accepting the sacrifice.
Yes, exactly. And those are all over America as well.
And it says, oh, we worship the glorious death around one.
Yes, yes. Now, one of the earliest cities in America is St. Augustine. And when I did a filming campaign there, I found some most amazing things, such as the numerous obelisks, or Osiris's phallus, that were in the city courtyard. But these phalluses, the obelisks, stand right over the slave market where they sold humans. And then on that phallus it says, our dead. And then you have Flagler's College that's surrounded by symbols of torture. It has an Iron Maiden and others. And then inside you find, again, the phallus and the bowl. You will find that there is...
Well, where they killed William Wallace in London, they built a giant spike, a huge phallus.
Yes.
Amazing.
They want to keep this in our minds, and they want to keep these type of people in our minds. They will highlight different people as symbols. So as we hold George Washington as a symbol instead of a man.
Icons.
Icons, absolutely. So in St. Augustine, in the first city of America, we find the roots of Freemasonry right there at the very get-go, right at the very beginning, with their phalluses, with the... But then I found other interesting things that connected to Bohemian Grove, where they had a portal or a frieze in front of the... over this archway with an owl in a portal and a traumatized angel in
the
other.
I'll tell you what, we're coming back to the main transmission. Let's start there and get more into Bohemian Grove, and then get into some of the Anna Nicole Smith and all that crazy stuff, and, of course, Britney Spears, and most of these girls are then tied into Disney. Here we go. We're coming back to the main transmission. PrisonPlanet.com. News.
Come on.
Freeman is our guest behind the scenes. InfoWars.com listeners on the streams there. You don't miss anything. We were getting into their symbols and their iconography, the power they believe they draw from this. We're getting into Bohemian Grove. And then I want to get into, you go to the Bohemian Grove, not in Monterey, 60 miles north of San Francisco, but their main lodge, and I've been there, right by the Golden Dome of the city council and all that occultism down there. They have images of men in robes with a baby going and throwing it in the fire, carved in and by little owls. And, of course, that's in their own yearly handouts and literature the members have. It's really a bull, folks, and so people get confused because they then call it an owl during the ceremony when they're representing it as the female goddess, but then they also go back and then address it as a male. And if you really look at it, it actually looks like a bull. So that confuses people, but that's classic occultism. They might have one idol represent multiple deities or both sides of the same deity. A lot of mumbo jumbo there, but it's just everywhere. Please continue.
Yeah, and this is how we find out. This is where we go. We have to dig into their works, look at what they're looking at. Now, the owl obviously is a symbol of illumination, a symbol of illuminism. It sees in the dark and can turn its head 360 degrees. So it's really a symbol of illuminism. What we look at when they start to promote to us the different icons and the ideals to us, then they want to set us up for their agenda. And so, like, in the latest current hits, we find, I forgot her name at this moment, but she sings a song about kissing a girl. Many little teenage girls are going around singing about kissing a girl in her cherry lipstick. This gets imprinted into our mind. There's been numerous occasions where this type of programming is being used. So we find it most especially in the pop stars and the pop icons. And so we find that Led Zeppelin followed Aleister Crowley, the Beatles followed Aleister Crowley, the Rolling Stones followed Aleister Crowley, and all of these different lists that you can go down. And then they are instilling mind pattern programming into the children. So you'll find that every song by Kiss is about sex or rape. But yet you wouldn't know this at 10 years old when I was listening to Kiss. I didn't know I was singing about sex. I didn't know what they were programming into me. So we find that they are using these icons, and the icons are mostly willing to be part of this system, like Madonna. Now, Madonna has gone full-blown into her Kabbalistic studies and has now...
And by the way, she admits that. You would say 6, 7, 8 years ago, I would talk about her and all the occult rituals she was doing. You know, we would talk about how the entire production was a ritual. We get laughed at. Now she says it is.
Exactly.
So we're right again, as usual.
And she's gone on to take on the name Esther, which is another form of Ishtar, which is back to our same Illuminati goddess here. Yes, and she is used in these high-profile rituals.
And by the way, she's always been real healthy. Now she's getting anemic. She's getting real sick. This stuff also destroys you.
It seems to. I mean, if we're looking at other people in the icon era with Heath Ledger or, Anna Nicole and Brittany and all of them, it's definitely not good for your psyche, but it's also not good for your health. Yes, I'm starting to do a study on the deaths of these occultists, because I want to see, you know, are they dying horrible deaths? And most of
them... Jim Morrison?
Yeah, most of them seem to. Even Manly P. Hall was found hours later after his death with ants crawling in and out of his body. So we do find a lot of these occultists dying horrible deaths. And one of such deaths that I have tracked was the death of Anna Nicole.
All right, stay there. We got a break for 70 seconds, the fourth and final hour on this Friday edition, straight ahead. But we don't stop there. I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our...